In our increasingly volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous world, one skill that is top of mind for organizations and their leaders are the skills for creativity and innovation. Creativity and innovation is about people working collaboratively to clarify their challenges, their problems, and their opportunities, to identify options to solve these problems, to overcome these challenges and take advantage of these opportunities, and then to develop them into solutions and implement these solutions to create value for themselves and for society. To spark creativity and innovation in your work and your life, you need to start practicing the behaviors of creative people. And today, we will be exploring these unique characteristics of creative and innovative people so that you can first evaluate yourself against them, then identify your strengths and weaknesses, and finally develop an action plan to hone your strengths and to improve in your areas of weakness. Let's take a short break and a word from our sponsors, the e-paper vendor, and when we return, we will explore these qualities of creative and innovative people in a bit more detail.
Is that your score on your promotion exam?
No, but if I can save 83% of the cost of newspapers, I imagine I will get a promotion.
How? By not buying newspapers for the office anymore?
No, by switching to the full digital version from the e-paper vendor. It costs up to 83% less and gives you even greater value.
So I can switch my entire organization to the e-paper vendor?
It's simple. Call the e-paper vendor on 0703-769-9479 or visit www.bebetterbooks.biz to enjoy the huge cost savings on your favorite Nigerian newspapers.
It's unbelievable, but true. I am switching to the e-paper vendor.
There are quite a number of qualities that creative and innovative people have. But for the purpose of this lesson, I would just like to focus on six of them that have had the greatest impact on my life and my work. The first is that creative people value ideas. You see, they look for ideas. They pay attention to coming up with as many ideas as possible, and they never throw away any ideas, no matter how absurd they may sound. Creative people always go for quantity when it comes to ideas, pushing and pushing for more and more novelty. In addition to valuing ideas, creative people explore options. By thoughtfully considering and weighing the pros and cons of each idea and asking deep and probing questions, creative people are able to explore options and select the most appropriate ones. They don't make decisions without thoughtful exploration. Thirdly, creative people embrace change. Creative people are early adopters of change. They quickly look for the rationale behind changes in policies, procedures, and processes, and they adapt quite quickly to these changes once they can relate to the rationale. They often are champions of such new changes themselves, as they get very excited by the prospects that positive transformational change can bring. Fourthly, creative people celebrate the offbeat. Creative people tend to be non-conformist, so they typically take a contrarian view to things. It is this contrarian view that sets them apart and allows them to transform the status quo and to add value. They celebrate being different and can relate easily to situations and people that seem to be different or offbeat like themselves. Number 5, creative people connect the unconnected. You see, copying is the high art of creativity. However, many creative people are able to copy from things that are completely or perhaps seemingly unrelated to their specific challenge and learn valuable lessons from them to apply to their unique circumstances. A lot of the ideas that people jettison or throw away in one area end up being the basis for the creative genius in another. Finally, but not exhaustively, creative people do not fear failure. You see, to add value in the manner that creative people do, they must be prepared to fail. They understand that failing is an inevitable part of success, and they accept the possibility and the risks associated with failure. They learn from their mistakes, they fail forward, and they make improvements that will ultimately add value. So I have introduced you to the 6 sterling qualities of creative people, and I trust, like I mentioned earlier, that you have started evaluating yourself against each quality and identifying your relative strengths and weaknesses. You know, reflecting upon and trying to build these qualities have been very impactful on my life and my business. I have worked with my colleagues to develop scores of innovative products by applying these qualities, and I'd like to give special mention to 3 of them that are related to the subject of creativity. You see, in 2016 or thereabouts, we launched something called the Sparks Board Game. You know, a board game that teaches the skills to spark creativity and innovation while having fun. Then, while teaching the skills of creativity to my younger daughter, Wemi, who must have been about 9 years old at that time, we came up with concepts for the Sparks Storybook and then the 110 Tips to Spark Creativity and Innovation. We have gone on since then to sell thousands of copies of these resources, books, and board games, and we have touched hundreds of thousands of lives with these resources. You can learn more about the books and the board games at www.bebetterbooks.biz. Also, my pursuit of creativity and innovation led to this podcast and to the micro learning platform at www.onlineefiko.com, where you can enroll for absolutely free if you are a first timer to take our creative problem solving course, which happens to be one of our best sellers. The advertisement at the beginning of the program from the e-paper vendor speaks about another of our innovative products, the e-paper vendor, the largest distributor of digital newspapers in Nigeria. So without wanting to be immodest, when we teach creativity and innovation, we aren't just being theoretical, which in itself is valuable. But much more than that, we are neck deep in the practical demonstration of creativity and innovation. And that makes a huge difference. If you have enjoyed this episode of the Efiko podcast and you would like to keep listening and learning with us, please subscribe on this platform or on any other platform where you listen to your podcast, whether it is Spotify, Podbean, Google, Amazon, or Apple. Remember, there is absolutely no need to keep the Efiko podcast a secret. So please share the love with your family, your friends, and your colleagues. And until next time, my name is Omagbiche Baru, and I am your online Efiko.